Okay, we're going to have a few little affirmations. I'm going to read them to you, then we'll read them back, okay? Jesus shows himself to me because I love him. Okay, let's all say that. Jesus shows himself to me because I love him. God's power works best in my weakness. God's power works best in my weakness. My faith makes me whole in spirit, soul, and body. My faith makes me whole in spirit, soul, and body. When I call out to God, he answers me. When I call out to God, he answers me. Because I place my hope in the Lord, my strength is renewed. Because I place my hope in the Lord, my strength is renewed. As I follow Jesus, as I walk with him, I have peace. As I follow Jesus, as I walk with him, I have peace. Because I obey Jesus, I remain in his love. Because I obey Jesus, I remain in his love. The cross of Christ is my power. The cross of Christ is my power. My God meets all my needs. My God meets all my needs. I am blessed despite what my circumstances or feelings are. I am blessed despite what my circumstances or my feelings are. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I was born to succeed. All of us are born to succeed. Amen? We are wonderfully made. God loves you just like you are, okay? He's done wonders in my life. I want to share a little bit, and then I want to read y'all a letter that I got in the mail. Today's semi-quick lesson is, are you a giver or taker? Point is, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now we talk about, we say, okay, well, Prudence, I don't have a lot to give. I don't have money. It doesn't have to be money. It can be something else. Extend a prayer to someone. Extend love to someone. Pray for peace for someone. We all have talents in us. Okay, and sometimes we need to get out of our box and start taking care of other people.
Amen.
We give to bless others. You know, sometimes there's a lot of givers in here. So sometimes when a giver gets something, they don't know how to react to it. It doesn't feel comfortable. But in the same manner, some of us are takers, and then we learn to expect that. And that's not how God wants us. He wants us to be cheerful givers and go above and beyond what your feelings are. If you're in the store and God tells you you need to go up and pray for someone, or tell them they look good today, or tell them anything. Whatever God wants you to do, you have to do that. Don't always be wanting to take from people. We've got to do for others. Our goal in life should be prioritizing what God really wants from us, giving and loving. We need to ask God, what are my priorities? What am I doing that is not pleasing to you? Maybe you give too much. Maybe you need to sit back and let people do for you. Maybe you take too much. Maybe you start giving to somebody else. But we have to prioritize. God comes first. Amen? Sorry, my voice is cracking. God always comes first. When we start looking at our circumstances or start reflecting on how bad a situation is, you're taking your focus off God and putting it on yourself. A lot of us in here are going through terrible things right now. But God, you've got to trust God. That's the only way you're going to make it out of there.
Amen.
That's the only way. And if you're going through a test or trial, then you say, God, what is it that you want me to learn? I'm ready to learn. Not because he doesn't love you or punishing you. He's trying to teach you and mold you into the Christian that he wants you to be. And as y'all know, me and the kids decided to give some organs and tissues from David because David, that was one of his main things, help somebody today because God loves you and God does something for you. That's why we decided to give tissues and other things, eye parts and stuff. And I got a letter yesterday, and it just broke our heart, but it made us feel so happy. I won't read all of it. I'll just read a little bit here. Just says, on behalf of the Southwest Alliance, we would like to take the opportunity to express our deepest sympathy at the profound loss of your husband. It says, please know that David's gifts will never be forgotten by his recipients and their families. His eye tissue was recovered by transplant services at UT Southwestern Medical. His skin and bone tissue can help save and enhance the lives of up to 50 people. And then it talks about what else they get. They got from him, like ligaments and stuff like that. And they will let me know in a year to 2 years who that helped. So, I mean, his legacy is still going on because he can help all these people. I'm not trying to talk you into that when you pass, you give, whatever, but that's how we should be, always wanting to give to one another. Amen?
Amen.
And that's all. I wanted it short and sweet today because I didn't want to cry a lot today. So all I can tell you is I miss that man more than anything. You know, you look around the house, has the stuff still all in it, and going to bed at night, and he's not there. But I know God has me. Let's just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you that we should be givers and takers. Help us to learn the balance, Father, in our lives on what to do. Father God, I pray for the people in here that are takers, that you would teach them how to be more giving, that we can reap what we sow, but that it's wonderful. Father God, I pray for all the givers in here. I pray that they can relax sometimes and take things from other people. We need to work together, build each other up, love one another, accept one another, and help each other. Father, thank you for Pastor Thacker. I know I've got him a lot lately just because of a spiritual aspect, but I don't want to be a burden, but thank you for them. God, life is so bad right now, but I know you love me. And I'm always going to praise you no matter what. But this is a big one, God. But I pray that David looks down on Bartimaeus every Sunday. And he smiles because we're trying to carry on the legacy here of him. Father God, please bless Lisa, heal this cancer. She has Corey and Jane to look after. I pray that you would help her miraculously be healed. And all the other people, the prayer requests. Father God, I give my life to you today. And I pray if there's anyone here today that's not given their whole heart to you, that they would make that change today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.